भूमौ स्खलितपादानां भूमिरेवावलम्बनं त्वयि जातापराधानां त्वमेव शरणं शिवे.
To those who slip and fall on the ground itself offers support. Similarly, for those who commit mistakes in your worship, you alone offer refuge, O Goddess.
Shive Shrungarardra Taditara Jani Kutsana Para Sarosha Gangaya Girisha Charite Vesmayavati Harahibhyo Bhita Sarasiruha Saubhagya Jaini Sakheshu Snirate Mayi Janani Drashte Sakaruna.
O Mada, your glance, which is erotic towards Lord Shiva, which is filled with contempt towards anyone who isn't Shiva, which is filled with anger towards Ganga, which is filled with astonishment towards the deeds of Lord Girisha, which is filled with fear towards the great serpents adorning Hara, which is filled with triumph over the beauty of a lotus, and which is filled with happiness towards your companions, that glance is filled with compassion towards me.
Gate karna bhyarnam garuta iva pakshmani dadhati puram bhetus chitta prashamarasa vedravana phale ime netre gotra dharapati kulotan sakalike Tava karna krishta smarashara vilasam kalayatah.
O Goddess, who is the crown jewel of the lineage of the King of Mountains, these two eyes of yours, adorned with eyelashes that extend until your ears, looking like the wings of Garuda himself, are capable of disturbing the profound stillness in the mind of Lord Shiva, who won over the three cities. These two eyes, which are stretched across the span of your ears, hold the playfulness of the very bow of the Lord of Love, Smara.
Vibhakta traivarnyam vyatikarita leelanjanataya vibhati tvannetra tritayamidamishanadayite Puna srashtum devan druhina hari rudranuparatan rajasatvam bibhratamaiti gunanam trayamiva.
O consort of Lord Ishana, these three eyes of yours, marked with the darkness of kajal, radiate with the nature of three distinct colors, as if they have undertaken the task of creating the cosmic trinity of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva out of their three qualities of Rajas, Sattva and Tamas once again.
Pavitri kartum naha Pashupati paradhina hrudaye Dayamitrair netrair arunadhavala shyamaruchibhi Nadashonu ganga tapanatanayeti dhruvamamum Trayanam tirthanam upanayasi sambhedamanagham.
O Goddess, who is ever immersed in the thoughts of Lord Pashupati, with your three compassionate eyes of the nature of red, white and black, you cause the three holy streams of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati, and also their confluence with an intention to purify us.
Nimeshonmeshabhyam pralayamudayam yati jagati तवेत्याहुः सन्तो धरणिधरराजन्यतनये त्वदुन्मेषाज्जातं जगदिदमशेषं प्रलयत परेत्रातुं शङ्के परिहृतनिमेषास्तव दृशः.
O daughter of the king of mountains, the pious ones say that the world is dissolved and created by the closing and opening of your eyes. With the opening of your eyes, this entire creation sprang forth from nothingness, and I suspect that you have now given up blinking in order to protect us.
Tava parni karni japanayana paishunya chakita niliyante tuye नियतमनिमेषाशफरिकाः यञ्च श्रीर्बद्धच्छदपुटकवाटं कुवलयं जहाति प्रत्यूषे निशि च विघटय्य प्रविशति.
ओ गॉडेस अपर्णा, astounded at your beautiful eyes that are ever awake, the Shapharika fish stay within the water with their eyes ever open. Even the very goddess of riches abandons the water lilies at dawn, causing them to close, and only enters them at night, making them blossom.
Drishadraghiyasya daradalita nilotpalarucha दवीयांसं दीनं स्नपय कृपया मामपि शिवे अनेनायं धन्यो भवति न च ते हानिरियता वने वा हर्म्ये वा समकरनिपातो हिमकरः.
O Goddess Shiva, shower your long, freshly blossomed, lotus-like glance upon this distanced and destitute me with compassion. This devotee of yours shall be blessed by this act, and there is no harm done to you in this process. Just as the moon is impartial in his benevolence, be it over a palace or over the wilderness.
अरालं ते पाली युगलमगराजन्यतनये न केषामाधत्ते कुसुमशरकोदण्डकुतुकं तिरश्चीनो यत्र श्रवणपथमुल्लङ्घ्य विलसन् अपाङ्गव्यासङ्गो दिशति शरसन्धानधिषणा.
O daughter of the king of mountains, who is not reminded of the playfulness of Manmatha's bow on seeing your pair of arched ridges between the eyes and the ears? This is because your long side glances across the ridges reaching up to your ears give the impression of an arrow mounted on a bowstring.
Spurad ganda bhoga pratiphalita tatanka yugalam chatuschakram manye tava mukhamidam manmatharatham yamaruhya druhya त्यवनिरथमर्केन्दु चरणं महावीरो मारः प्रमथपतये सज्जितवते.
I feel that your face, adorned with a pair of earrings and the reflection in your glistening cheeks, resemble the very chariot of Manmatha. Mounted on that chariot, which is verily this earth, with the sun and the moon as its wheels, which is readied for battle against Shiva, the lord of the Pramathaganas, the valiant Manmatha goes to war.
Sarasvatya Sukti Ramrita Lahari Kaushalahari Pibantya Sharvani Shravana Chulukabhyama Viralam Chamatkara Shlagha Chalita Shirasa Kundalaganu Jhanatkaraistarayiv Prativachanamachashtaivate.
O consort of Lord Sharva, as you relish with your ears the hymns chanted by Goddess Saraswati, which outshine the sweetness of even a torrent of elixir, as you nod your head in appreciation, the tinkling sounds made by your earrings seem to outshine the sweetness of those hymns themselves.